Welcome to JasonCable.com's GLBT podcast. More information on the show can be found at JasonCable.com. If you'd like to contact us, you can always send a message over the web. There's the Facebook thing, the MySpace thing. Please don't contact me on MySpace. Facebook's cool. On the website, you can call 888-272-5848 if you're in the U.S. or Canada, toll free. Ta-da. So, I said that I was actually going to talk about one topic today, and, well, that's put off for a little bit, probably till after Thanksgiving. In other words, another week. Two interesting items today. First off, Sunday, when I checked my mail from Saturday, I just got enraged. And, well, I'll get into that. But in other news, one of our friends, one of our dear friends, oh, we've talked about him on the show more than once. We've played songs from his Westboro Baptist Church. I always say Westboro Baptist Church is Westboro, because that's the way he says it. It's the Westboro Baptist Church. Fred Phelps. Amen, brother. Fred Phelps was in Pittsburgh today. I found this out thanks to the Pittsburgh Lesbian Correspondence, a blog here in Pittsburgh, whom I just met Friday, which is so cool. I didn't actually know this existed. So it's pghlesbian.com. A good one. And another place that I'm going to be sending you guys to, I'll have links on the website, of course. So, this other one was from Two Political Junkies. It's the number 2, politicaljunkies.blogspot.com. Another blog based here in Pittsburgh. So, Fred Phelps was in town. And, you know, sometimes I wish I didn't have an 8-to-5 job. I wish it was some different hours. Because, well, sometimes, you know, I would love to see one of this man's protests. When I researched him for the blog, I spent a considerable amount of time before and even after just trying to get into the head of the man and seeing, trying to figure out why he hates people, LGBT people, so much. Remember, this is the guy whose website is GodHatesFags.com. Now, I'll read this to you, and just tell me what you think. Now, the two things I'm talking about today. First, Fred Phelps, and then we'll talk about the latest issue of The Advocate. They both use words in an extreme, and I think they're both equally wrong. You know, one may seem less wrong to LGBTers, and one may seem more wrong to us. One may see, you know, and the same can be said. It's language is an interesting thing because we can say things that may not offend one people, but may offend another. Well, we're going to take a look at two of those. So, one of the things that really pissed me off, WBC to picket the funeral of, WBC's Westboro Baptist Church, to picket the funeral of Catherine Baker Knoll, Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania. Now, our lieutenant, or as some would say, vice governor, not the governor, but the next in line for the governor of Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania's chief politician who kind of runs the show. She was lieutenant governor. Believe, if I remember right, she was 78 years old. She's been traveling the state, having funerals, well, everywhere. Well, they've been traveling her around the state. Okay. Yes! In religious protest and warning, to wit, God hates fags and fag enablers. Ergo, God hates Pennsylvania, its population, and its officials, from its fag-enabling governor Ed Rendell on down. Rendell, on behalf of the entire state, promotes abortion and gay rights, and has thus identified himself as a hell-bound heretic, leading millions of souls to hell with him via the bully pulpit of the governor's office. They must answer to God for the blood of many aborted infants and the damnation of millions of sodomites. Our picket will be respectful and in lawful proximity of the funeral location, to wit, St. Paul Cathedral, 5th Avenue, Craig Street in Pittsburgh, PA. Picket at Forbes and Belfield. Actually, that was a few blocks apart. Interesting. I'm really surprised that he had the picket a block or so. I don't remember how far that is. It's a block or two away from the funeral. I mean, maybe the procession went through there. According to the PGH lesbian correspondents, there was heightened security today for this. I mean, it's disgusting. But I think in order to understand some of these people, we need to really see what they are like. I mean, how can someone write stuff like that? I remember the first time I read some of his stuff, I was just... It blew my mind. It really did. So, here is Fred Phelps' group schedule today in Pittsburgh. From 7:45 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., they were at the Croatian consulate. So, obviously, God hates Croatia. And they know the curse of God is upon them, etc. Oh, because, yeah. For centuries, they've gone after false gods. Check it out now. Okay. Here's the Bible quotes he uses. Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell and the nations that forget God. And Judges 5:8. They chose new gods, then was war in their gates, and there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? Read the Bible. Amen. So what do you say? The guy's nuts. Then, from 10:30 to noon, at four separate locations. Holy shit. And this is all within blocks of each other. I wonder how many people he had turn out. How can he be in four separate locations to protest four separate things? First of all, in his enumerated list, we have the University of Pittsburgh. I don't know what their little school calls themselves. I only know that if you're in that evil school, you're nasty. University of Pittsburgh. Check this out. Ephesians 5:12. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. We're going to pick at you. But please keep your mouth shut and your clothes on. Amen. Guy does have a little bit of humor. And the UK consulate. And the French consulate. The French have bizarre customs and vile mannerisms, apparently. And God hates France. To oh god, to 112. One of, I don't remember all my books of the Bible. That's, wow. I don't know what tit stands for. Anyway, tit 112. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, "The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies." That sounds like France. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. And then from... Oh, he was also picketing Catherine Baker Knowles' funeral. "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy thy paths." Children are the oppressors, and Isaiah 3:12. So, it sounds like he's trying to say that, well, women oppress children, ergo women oppress all if they're in power? I don't know. Is that what he's trying to say? Eh, maybe. And PR prophets? Prophets? 30:20. "Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no wickedness." And then, of course, from 1215 to 1245, they were picketing the Italian consulate at something about Spidey Meatballs culture and five Bible verses. Okay. Does anyone else get this? So, Fred Phelps hates fags. He hates Catherine Baker Knoll because the governor of this state is a fag lover. And, oh, also Catherine Baker Knoll was really pro-choice for abortion. Very much so. She stood for women's rights. And somehow that's bad in Fred Phelps's eyes. He doesn't like Croats. He doesn't like the Brits because of their whorish royal family. He doesn't like the French. Okay. And the Italians. You know, I don't get it. The man hates he hates America. You know, there's some things I dislike. I don't like to use the word hate that often. Although I say I hate things. I'd say it all the time. But this man is seriously sick. I feel bad for his followers. Because some of them, I'm sure, are following him blindly. And the man's old enough, he's been around enough, he has more degrees than my thermometer. He should know better. He just hates gay people. Whether it's internalized homophobia, or what, I don't know. So the other thing that, well, pissed me off. as I said, was getting the latest copy of The Advocate. Now, this is supposed to be America's gay news magazine. Newspaper. News whatever. I don't know if they use that tagline anymore. America's gay news source. Whatever. And they've kind of gone to hell lately, and, you know, the quality has been up and down, and they haven't really been covering news in the last couple months. In fact, almost no news, except who's died. They've covered that. But the front cover this month while to most people may not seem too offensive. To me, it just seems... It's one of the most vile, vitriolic pieces of... I don't know what. It's almost as bad as Fred Phelps's invitation to protest. It's almost that bad. Now, obviously, the cover of The Advocate The Advocate's not calling us fags and fag enablers. It's almost as bad. So, I will say what it is, and then we'll go into a little history here. Gay is the new black, the last great civil rights struggle. Now, gay is the new black. Can't miss that on the front cover. Big ass letters. Gay is the new black. So basically they're saying they're trying to put the gay civil rights struggle, which I believe is a civil rights struggle, in line with those of African Americans and or people of African descent, who have really dark skin. No, just don't go there. I've been trying not to go there. I didn't want to have this conversation for a long time. This is the fourth time I've recorded this podcast because I haven't wanted to have this conversation, and I haven't wanted to know how to give this conversation. So, let me try. First of all, the struggles we go through as LGBT people, in other words, men who have sex with men, women who have sex with women, men who have sex with men and women, women who have sex with women and men, biologically based males who portray themselves as females and live the life as females, etc. Our struggle should not be they're so different. People, LGBT persons, have a history. We have a history. And our civil rights, our equal rights struggle, wasn't really made public until, let's say, the Stonewall Riots in New York, June of 1969. That's when it all started. Riots on the streets because some people in a bar, some drag queens, were arrested in that bar unjustly. And that was really the first time in the United States when things, you know, started to heat up and there was a separation that started happening that, well, there were gay people and some of them wanted to only be with, as in socialize with, possibly, other gay people, or that we really and truly set ourselves apart from people who weren't gay, who aren't gay. So, really, you know, I'm not the best person to be talking about the ins and outs of what happened with that. But that was the start of everything. Then it kind of picked up steam. Then we hit the HIV disaster of the 80s. Brought to light some less than honorable practices of our community. I used the term community. I don't think we have the greatest sense of community, certain things bind us together, I guess. But when I say gay community, I mean LGBTIQQ people, like a community. So this whole term, we always say, I don't know where the term came from, how it came about, but a lot of times we say, and it's usually a color, and it's used in fashion mostly. It's like red is the new black this season. In other words, it's if I would say red is the new black this season, it would basically mean that the color red for this fashion season has become very popular. It's accepted everywhere. It is used in formal wear. It is used in everyday wear. It is a universal color that is accepted, whatever. So that's usually how it's used. You know, where the black part came in, did it emanate from the whole concept that Coco Chanel created of having the little black dress? In other words, that dress in your wardrobe that you just went to and you could wear for anything. You could wear it for a funeral. You could wear it as a day dress. You could wear it to a wedding. Or did it come from certain terms like black tie, coat and tie, when men would dress in tuxedos, always black tuxedos, and women would dress in gowns or evening dresses? So anyway, the phrase and its etymology, whatever, came from somewhere. But saying gay is the new, our struggles have been so different. And really, if you want to take a look at the history in the United States of three separate groups of people who have struggled to have similar and or equal rights, you have to look at women, you need to look at African Americans, and you have to, the blacks, as some would say, and you have to look at us. Women's rights, as general as I can be, here's what it's involved in the United States. It's involved women being able to own land. It involved women being able to vote. It involved women, having equal pay as men. When we think of the black, especially civil rights movement, hell, let's go back to the 1800s. Why not? We're doing it with women. Sorry. We're talking about slavery and how terrible that was in abolishing slavery. Then we're going to the right to own land. Then we're going to such things as the U.S. The U.S. Constitution actually specifies that in the census that's taken every 10 years, that a black person is only counted as, 3/5 of one person. You're dealing with stuff like that. You're dealing with right to own land again. You're dealing with the right to vote. You're dealing with equal access to federal programs. You're dealing with equal access to, everything. You're dealing with segregation, which, of course, children had to go, whites and blacks had to go to separate schools. There were black people had to sit in the back of the bus. Whites and blacks had different restrooms, different water fountains. A white person couldn't marry a black person until the Supreme Court overturned those type of segregationist laws in the 60s. We're different. We've always been allowed to vote. We've never had to be apart from straight people. We've not to say that we haven't struggled. It's different. We've never been slaves. We've most often been able to make the same pay as our straight counterparts. So comparing us, first of all, to a race is just wrong. Now, I know what you're thinking. You may be thinking, well, Jason, gay is the new black. Well, you know, we're both born that way. Well, yeah, I kind of agree with that. And walking down the street, am I more able to tell that someone is black or gay? You know, that sounds as bad as it does because the front cover of this magazine is as bad as it is. Now, it's nice that they had the little subtitle, The Last Great Civil Rights Struggle. I don't believe that in a million years, and no one else should either. I think the last great civil rights struggle will still be on the horizon. Think about it. In the 60s, how many people in the United States really thought that gay rights would be propelled to where they are now? I don't think anyone would have even mentioned it back in the 60s. And I don't know if we're the last frontier. Honestly, I'm waiting for the American Psychiatric Association to come out in a couple years when their Diagnostic and Statistical Manual Mental Disorders 5th edition comes out, and to take transgender out from the ranks of mental diseases. It's still there. Homosexuality is not. You know, that was one of our battles. It was never a mental illness to be an African-American. Sure, there were stereotypes and whatnot. And we have our own stereotypes. But they're different. You can't... You know, we can play straight. A lot of us don't want to. A lot of us are tired of doing it. But we're also tired of not having certain protections under the law. It's still illegal, it's still legal for a company to fire you in most places for being gay. Right now, as of today, in the state of Pennsylvania, working for a private company like I do, I can be fired simply for the fact that I'm gay. End of story. It disgusts me. It goes beyond disgusting. But I can be fired because I'm gay. And, you know, I want marriage rights as much as anyone else does. And I don't want civil unions because I don't think civil unions will provide the same rights and benefits as marriage. You know, I talked about that last time. It's marriage or bust. You know, how many places are you going? Will you find someone who has balls enough to write a law or constitutional amendment, Christ's sakes, that says a civil union is the act of joining two people that confers upon them all the legal rights of marriage? But Jesus Christ, didn't you just say it was fucking marriage there? So, for me, it's marriage or bust. But also, we are looked at, currently, as a different type of people. People with different attitudes and stereotypes and gender roles. We have different gender roles. We have different types of relationships. Of course, gay men being mostly casual encounters. Obviously, people have been spending too much time on Craigslist to understand that. It's just, you know, right now, I think we're possibly doing the wrong thing, and that is we want marriage. We want to be able to adopt. I'm not saying we're going too fast. I think we're going in the wrong direction. I think the problem on the national scene is that we're not taken seriously. Obviously, let's face it, if someone went on a national news program and said, gay is the new black, now, let me tell you, the next morning, that person would be hanged, tried, and convicted of belittling people in the African-American community. I mean, and they should be. But the African-American community has people that will speak out and step out and say, whoa, this is wrong. This shouldn't have been said. It's disgusting. It's denigrating. Well, who does that in the LGBT community? Would someone in the LGBT community be contacted from CNN to get their response about something that, let's say, Senator Rick Santorum has said, formerly of Pennsylvania, former senator, still in Pennsylvania, sorry, former senator, current asshole. You know, who are they going to go to? Who's the go-to? We don't have strong people in this community. And if we do, they're the type of people, the one or two of them who have balls enough to stand up, who won't make a strong enough stand. We don't have the bite. We don't have the sway. Let's face it. It's okay to be a black actor. It's not okay to be a gay actor. So how in the hell is the advocate, specifically, comparing the two? You know, to me, it's unconscionable. It's wrong. You can disagree with me all you want. Go ahead. That's why we have the blog. That's why I have the phone number. That's why I have email. Please, attack me. Arrgh. So, yes, this was a ramble. Yes, this was a rant. Did it go anywhere? I don't know. Didn't solve anything. But until we are seen as just normal, everyday, ordinary people, maybe that's all we should want. Maybe our first step, you know, as wonderful as marriage and the ability to adopt and to not get fired from our jobs is, maybe we should take baby steps. Maybe our first step should be to focus on workplace discrimination. Our second focus. Maybe that's our priority. But I think one of the overshadowing, overwhelming priorities that needs to take place is that, you know, people need to know that it's okay to be gay. You know, as cliche as that might sound, it's okay to be gay. We're just everyday ordinary people. We're not gonna fuck your children. We'll only fuck each other. And the occasional quote unquote straight guy. You know, that's my biggest problem, is that we just, people see us as these weird oddities. Things are changing. Yeah, maybe that's getting a little better. But until it does, you're not going to see marriage in this country. You won't. Of course, if you say shit like gay is the new black, you really aren't going to see it. I don't know. I don't like the saying. I think it's racist and offensive. Anyway, love to hear your feedback. JasonCable.com. And, well, I wasn't going to do this. Well, yeah, what the hell. And as a parting shot, a song from our friend's group, Fred Phelps. For your listening pleasure, the Westboro Baptist Church. There's no content after here, so you can shut it off now if you would like. Adios. Next time we will be talking about coming out. When, where, how. No, where, how, and why. And when. Okay, bye.
You pledge allegiance to the fags who run all of America and to all the filth for which they stand. Feces eaters under Satan. Disease spreaders hating liberty, denying justice to all.
You pledge allegiance to the flag, knowing God hates America and all the sin for which she stands. God haters under Satan, united in evil, hating liberty, denying justice to all.
We pledge allegiance only to God and pray He destroys America and all the people in the land. More dead soldiers, more lost limbs, taking vengeance on the disobedient, bringing His justice to all.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.